Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Rosemary Walling from the Marie Drake Planetarium and Mandy Walker La Follette, and Natalie Copeland from Seattle's Museum of Flight. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you so much for having us.
I am so excited that you're here. Are you guys excited to be here?
So excited.
Absolutely.
It's really cool what you're doing. I know you're here all week. You've got a portable planetarium. It's just so cool. I can't wait to talk about everything that is going on this week and your visit. But first, I wanted to ask a little bit about you and the museum you work at. Tell me about Seattle's Museum of Flight.
So the Museum of Flight, it's down in Tukwila, Washington. It's Seattle, Washington area. And we have over 8 acres of planes and space objects on display.
Wow.
This last summer,
actually.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's enormous. It takes more than a day to do the Museum of Flight.
Yeah.
We had a really great exhibit come through this last summer. It was the actual Apollo 11 Columbia capsule.
Cool.
We have the real thing for the 50th anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's normally at the Smithsonian in D.C., but we had it for the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
How did you guys score that?
Unknown.
Above my pay grade.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. And what do each of you do there? What are your titles or affiliations?
So we're both part-time educators there. So we do a lot of different education programs. We do a lot of on-site education programs and a lot of outreach off-site education programs. And most of our programs have something to do with flight or science or STEM. We do lots of robotics and coding projects as well. But we do a lot of planetarium programs. So it's really cool to be able to bring that up here.
I think it's awesome. Anything to add?
Well, our museum's mission is actually to be the foremost educational space and flight museum in the world. So education is a huge part of our mission.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm so glad you guys made the trip up here. How did you get into that? How'd you get into doing this sort of thing?
Into doing work in planetariums or informal science or this gig specifically?
All of the above.
How about you go first, Mandy?
All right. Well, I started off as a college astronomy major, and I've loved astronomy since I was a little kid. My mom is super into it, and I've always been stargazing and that kind of thing. But I did astronomy in college and decided that I really enjoyed the teaching aspect that I got to do when I was in college. So I got a master's in science education and eventually made my way to the Museum of Flight. And it's exactly what I wanted to be doing. So it's really great.
That's pretty cool. Do you, like, at parties, do you point out constellations to your friends? And...
Yes.
whether they want to hear it or not.
Yes.
That's great. And how about you, Natalie?
I took a rather unconventional path. I actually did my BFA in musical theater.
Yeah, that's right. You said you're an actor.
Yeah. So I started in that, but I've always been really passionate about space. And there was a point in time where I was trying to decide whether I was going to go into theater or if I was going to go into the space sciences. And I did make a choice. And then later on, I decided that I wasn't totally fulfilled by only doing art. I'm the kind of person, I guess, that needs to have one foot firmly planted in the arts and the other firmly planted in the sciences. So I still do a lot of theater work. And I do some science theater writing and producing down in Seattle. But I decided that I needed to have a day job that I was really passionate about. And I love teaching and I love space science. And it's basically performing.
Yes.
But a lot better payoff, I think, because you get to see everything that happens and watch the connections come together.
That's great. Well, you both sound like the right people for the job. And welcome to Juno. This is your first visit. Tell me what you've been checking out since you got here.
Well, I got to walk around. I walked around downtown a lot yesterday. A lot of the shops appear to be closed, but it was really nice. It's really, really, really beautiful everywhere. Yeah. I also walked across the river or channel to Douglas Island.
Channel. Gaston Channel. Channel.
There you go.
You got it.
Yeah. Walked around Douglas Island and went to Homestead Park. Hung out there on the like boardwalks there.
Excellent.
It's, yeah, it's been really beautiful to walk around here.
Yeah, you guys got some good weather.
So yes, we did.
That's always great for our visitors to see us in the light of the day.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
Yeah, and how about you, Natalie? Anything exciting happened since you've been here?
Well, our third coworker who came with us, Paul Martinez, he and I were working yesterday doing a full day of school shows, but we did manage to take a half hour off for lunch to drive out to the glacier and take it in. So it was both of our first times seeing the Mendenhall Glacier. That was pretty epic. And then we all shared a really fantastic experience last night.
Yeah.
One of our the board members here at the Marie Drake, he took us out to see the Northern Lights.
Yay! Oh, I got so excited I hit the microphone clapping. Oh, that's so cool.
This was all three of our very first times seeing the aurora ever. And we just stood there in absolute awe the entire time for like 2 hours. It was incredible.
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen solar eclipses, all kinds of things, meteor showers, but this is the one kind of thing you can't see this in Seattle.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm so glad the lights came out for you. That is fantastic.
Us too.
Yeah. I remember my first time. It's very magical.
And, yeah.
That's great. Sounds like you guys are having the best week ever so far.
Yeah, we are.
That's good. All right. So let's talk about what you came to do. Rosemary, just a couple questions for you. You want to talk a little bit about this week's programs and how you got connected with these folks here?
So it started back at the last eclipse, which I guess was 2 years ago now.
It was,
yeah.
Wow, August of 2017.
Unfortunately, I didn't make it, but a couple of people from board members from Marie Drake went down to someplace in Oregon.
Warm Springs, Oregon.
Yeah. And the people from Museum of Light were doing, how many shows did you end up doing?
On that day that you saw us, we did 17 shows in one day.
What?
So they had their portable set up there for people who were there to see the eclipse. And one of our board members, Clark Branch, came back really excited because he had found these people who could come to Juneau. And it actually took a couple of years to make it happen. But they're here now. And we're very appreciative both to the support from the museum and from the Juneau School District for helping us bring this here. And during the day, they're in the schools. Mostly with fourth and fifth graders and some third graders. And then in the evenings, we're having some shows down at the Marie Drake for the public, and they're free. And before I leave, I want to make sure that I let people know when those shows are. But basically, it's from now until through Saturday in the evenings.
Cool. Okay, we'll go over all the details. Don't worry, because I don't want anybody to miss out. But I have a lot of questions about your portable universe, because that sounds amazing. And it has a digital planetarium projector, which we don't have here but would like to get. So describe for me, what's the experience like?
It's magical. I can't get enough of it, which is why I love this job, and this is my favorite part of this job, is getting to share this amazing portable universe. The company is called Digitalis, and some of the things you can see inside, in your standard planetarium, you would be able to see the stars tonight. But not only can we control anywhere we are on Earth, any time of the year, any time at all, really, forward or backwards, million years, but you,
whoa.
Yeah, seeing the stars move around is pretty insane.
Yeah,
but you can take off of the Earth, you can fly to other planets, you can leave our solar system, you can take a look at the Sloan Digital Sky Survey, which is a cataloging of all of these other distant galaxies out there and where they are in relation to our galaxy. It's just mind blowing.
That sounds really cool. Wow. How do the kiddos react when they see it?
Lots of excited screaming, mostly.
I'm glad they're into it.
They are. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've been, the kids here have been really, really excited about it. It's been really fun to talk with them about the universe and about astronomy.
Yeah, lots of amazing observations have been made.
Yeah.
How does the portable dome work?
So it's a big piece of canvas, basically, kind of in a dome shape, but it can fold up into a pretty small bag, like a 4 foot by 2 foot by 2 foot bag.
Nice.
And then we roll it out onto the floor and we set up a fan on this little tube connected to the dome and turn on the fan and it blows up the whole dome. Yeah, inflates.
Weird. That. It's like a sort of a combination between a, like, the big parachutes that you used to play with in school and like a projector screen. That's what I'm envisioning.
Yeah.
Anyway.
A lot of people think it's like a bouncy house. We like to call it our big blueberry because it looks like a giant blueberry.
It's blue, huh?
It's very blue, yes.
Oh, cool. Tell me about some of the shows that you guys are doing with the big blueberry.
So our main show that we do is called Under the Night Sky. And I call this the main show, even though it's different every time. It's basically a drive-your-own-universe kind of show. So we start off with kind of some basic stargazing, what you would expect to see out of a planetarium, and then we can go anywhere from there. We'll usually talk about constellations, talk about the different sky cultures that you can see, because of course there's more than just our Western Greek constellations out there, and we can take it out and go see some planets, usually whatever anyone is interested in, and then we start showing the really weird stuff.
We can zoom in on, like, very specific parts of a planet, take a look at that. We can look at different angles of, like, planets with different things in the background, like the sun in the background, or, like, you know, zoom in on a specific planet with the Earth in the background. Really cool views like that.
And it's all, you know, you can tell it's really to scale. That's how small it would be if it were that far away. And there's a really great tool you can use to simulate eclipses as well, so you can see where objects' shadows are cast through the universe.
What's the weirdest, what's your favorite weird thing you like to zoom in on?
I love showing folks the Olympus Mons on Mars, just because it's really fun to fly into and land inside of the caldera of this massive volcano. There's some other real fun ones, though.
It's amazing to think about the scale of Olympus Mons and be able to really show that in the planetarium.
Rosemary, have you seen their show yet, Under the Night Sky?
I haven't seen the show yet. We did some testing on Sunday, and that was truly amazing. It looks great in the Murray Drake Dome. And I haven't actually stayed through one of their shows in the schools yet, but it's pretty impressive in there. But I really like it in the big dome. It's so spacious. I mean, it's amazing. It's completely different than the experiences we've had so far, because the Spitz Starball gives a very classic star field, but that's pretty much it. And you can do that for any location in any time of year. But then the digital planetarium just goes orders of magnitude beyond that in capability. And it's just different. And so anybody who thinks they've seen the planetarium in Juno, they should come this week and really see what's possible.
Well, it sounds like this is a good time to talk about when the shows are, what times, and how we can see one.
Yeah, we do have
some, all of them.
We do have some online sign up, which was mainly to make sure that not everybody shows up at the same time. I think the way we're doing the seats will also have some additional capacity. So I just want to make sure that people know that they can just show up as well as sign up. If you want to make sure that you have a seat, go ahead and sign up. But I feel sure we'll have a lot of room for people just to walk in. The Under the Night Sky, which is the main show, we're going to show four times. Now we're showing it six times. Tonight is the first night. It's at 6 p.m. and 7:15. And then on Thursday, it's 6 and 7:15. That's on Tuesday and Thursday. Wednesday, it's at 7:15, and then on Saturday, it's at 5:15. And then there's a special kids show, which is a combination of this amazing movie for really young kids, like kindergarten through second grade. A little bit younger, a little bit bigger. If you're a big kid mind, you still would like to see this movie. It's One World, One Sky, Big Bird's Adventure. And then it's about half an hour, but there's 15 minutes to do a lot of neat sky stuff as well. And those are a little bit earlier. On Wednesday, it's 6:15, Friday at 6:15. And then Saturday, we have two matinees at 2 and 3 p.m. And then kind of to round it off are just some fun things, because once you have a digital projector like this, you can do full dome movies. And so we have Friday at 7:15 and Saturday at 4 p.m. We have a couple of full dome movies at each of those times.
So that's something that people should try to see, because we, as we mentioned, don't have one of those here. So this is a good opportunity to see a full dome movie with a digital projector.
Yeah.
And are these taking place at Marie Drake Planetarium?
Everything I said is at Marie Drake Planetarium.
Excellent.
We were actually at the Valley Library yesterday afternoon with the portable, just so some of the public could actually see it there.
Excellent. All right. And the full schedule of all the shows is on mariedrakeplanetarium.org, and you can sign up to get your seat.
Right. You can sign up there. You can also do a tiny URL/JunoSignUp, and that will show you not only the schedule, but you can sign up there too.
And although every show is free, you are accepting donations for a new projector, kind of like the ones that they've brought with them. So if you like what you see, it's a good time to make a donation towards that so we can have one for our own. What's the status of our digital projector fund?
We're actually getting really close. It's pretty exciting. This year we got a Rasmussen grant, and Matt Blackwell, who's the son of Mike Blackwell, they have a fund with the Juno Community Foundation. They recently gave us a $10,000 matching grant.
What? Wow.
And he actually works in the San Francisco Planetarium, the Morrison Planetarium. So he was pretty excited. He liked seeing our classic Starball. but he knows that we have this project to really kind of go from 50 years ago to today. And so we're really only $12,000 away from having all of the hardware, a complete working system here. It's got all of the educational packages, the full dome movies, the images, everything. And then with another 12K, we could bring it up to a full resolution capacity and high resolution data sets. And then there's another upgrade after that. But Digitalis has been really great working with us, trying to let us get, a system that's fully functional. We can use it in the schools. We can start creating our own programs that are specific, say, for the landscape and culture of Juneau. And so that's our plan, $12,000. And then when we start getting more, we can go beyond that.
That's exciting.
It is.
Thank you for sharing that. I hope that everybody comes out and sees what a digital projector can do. So believe it or not, we're just about out of time. So I just want to check in with Natalie and Mandy one last time. Anything you'd like to add about these shows this week? What are your hopes and dreams for until you have to go back home?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to add that we are so grateful to be here and to have been brought out by the Friends of the Marie Drake Planetarium. This has been an amazing week of outreach, and we just thank you to everyone in the community for being so accommodating and welcoming here.
Yeah, I totally second that. I've been really enjoying working with everybody, with the kids. I haven't done a public show yet, but I'm really excited to see the community and see what kinds of astronomy you're interested in.
Yeah. Well, we're very glad to have you here. Rosemary, thanks for helping to make all this happen.
Thank you.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you.